Joining me today is Peter Primachuk. He is with H&R Block in Olds, of course, but he's also a Ukrainian Albertan. And right now, Peter, there's obviously some trying times over in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, obviously. And I just wanted to start our conversation with telling me about your roots a little bit.
Well, our family came, all the Primachuks in Canada, for the most part, came from two brothers that came over here in the early 1900s. And so there was a very large family, and we're all spread out right across Canada, and there's probably a few hundred of us from those original 12 brothers and sisters that, you know, eventually were either born here and some were born in the Ukraine. So we all come from those two brothers, one of which was my grandfather.
And obviously you have looked into your connections in the Ukraine in the past as well.
I have, you know, and we last had contact when someone came to visit around 1970, the one sister that remained from the one family, and we really hadn't heard very much over the years. So as far as we knew, we didn't think there was any relatives in the home village.
Over the last 3 weeks, there's been some massive world news developing with the Russian invasion and everything, and you have managed to have contact, actually, with folks over there.
Well, yeah, we found out because of the war in Ukraine, we had a cousin that had talked to a relative over the last 4 years, just intermittently on and off. And I saw just a posting on Facebook saying, you know, I've talked to my relative in the home village and I just want everybody to know they're safe right now when the war started. And I just sort of sat back and said, excuse me, there's somebody that's been in contact with someone in Canada. And so I've got Sonia's, that's her first name, I got her contact information, and then just a stream of messages and emails started, because this was a 28-year-old woman with a young child that had been searching for her family in Canada for years, writing letters to the Canadian government and the consulate, just asking for, you know, information on the name Primachuk. And it was really quite amazing that I found this individual, because she also took English in school and university and can write and speak English.
So now tell us about their journey over the last little while. We can't imagine what they're going through over there. Tell us, what has it been like? Where are they at right now?
Well, they're in Western Ukraine, so it hasn't been too bad, but when the bombing started in Lutsk in Ukraine, they hit an airport there last week. They're about 90 kilometers from there, and they felt that the reverberation from the bombing. And they had some Ukrainian soldiers doing exercises, you know, right in their village, and they were actually feeding them and things like that. And they decided about an hour or two after the bombing that they would do some exercises with live ammo, but they didn't tell anybody. So people in the village felt the reverberation from the bombing, and then they heard all these guns going off, and it was quite a stressful morning for them. But so far, they're still safe, but, you know, they're still very concerned about the bombing and things like that.
That's unbelievable. Is there an effort being made to bring her over to Canada?
We are. You know, we're working right now. Sonia's 28, her sister's 26. They have Sonia has a 16-month-old baby girl, and then her sister has two boys. And their husbands have been working in Poland. They had jobs there. But they've wanted to come to Canada, and we started a fund, and I'm learning very quickly the challenges of bringing, you know, people over, we're waiting for the new expedited visa, but there's just so many other things. But we're going to get them here, and we're going to get them to Olds, sort of start their life off in Canada.
So a lot of people are obviously looking around right now, saying themselves, how can I help? Is there a way we can help this family directly?
Well, they can. We're right now, we've opened up a bank account, and we're starting to get money ready for airfares and, you know, just about everything you can think of. And we'll be helping them with visas, and the Rotary Club in Olds there's been members that have been helping me. It's when you think you're bringing over seven people or so, there's quite a large group that you need. And luckily I've got relatives all across Canada and things like that. So we're preparing, but we've started a bank account, and I can put a plug in for it if people want more information or even want to donate. It's just Sonia with Sonia to Canada, just all in lowercase, @gmail.com. People would like information, they can e-transfer to that email, and we'll be providing more information as it goes along. We're not giving their full names or anything, just for security reasons with everything that's going on. But it's a very young family, very happy family. I was just video calling with them about 10 minutes ago, and they're very excited about Canada and meeting all their relatives. I would just add that a week after I met Sonia, her mother's great uncle is still alive, living in BC, and has connections in Manitoba, and they had a video call, and it was the first time she had ever met him, And even the first video call I had with Sonia was the first time Premichuk's in Canada had talked to Premichuk's in Ukraine in almost 50 years. So it's pretty exciting, I'd say.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. And oftentimes there's lots of great worldwide efforts and everything like that, but this is something a little more close to home, a little more local as well. So it's sonia2canada@gmail.com. That is where you can send the e-transfers to if you're inclined to help. And Peter, thanks a lot for chatting with me about this today. This is powerful stuff.
Okay, thank you.